Culture Radio. Sometimes, in the midst of radio mediocrity and complacency, God raises up a radio show. Radio show that's so revolutionary and controversial that it demands the attention of the entire world. This is the new Holofest Radio.
Holofest Radio.
We getting it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy, baby.
With Reach That Fire, Mr. Shorty Blaze.
You have a cool sounding name.
Holofest Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Holofest Radio. New York City's official number one.
This is it.
One. You understand the kind of thing I'm talking about?
Number one.
Just letting you know right now.
City's official number one radio station for holy hip hop and gospel reggaeton. Listen, we're excited, we're motivated, we amped. We got a good show lined up for you guys tonight. Interview with West Coast gospel rapper Brio. That's gonna be really, 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 really hot tonight. We also got the top nine countdown of the show, blasting all the way from nine to numero uno tonight. The people's choice, man. You voted, we played it. Made the hot or not. Also,
we have a couple of announcements regarding our church and stuff.
Yeah.
That's going on and stuff.
Big stuff is going on at He Is Risen Tabernacle, otherwise known as
HIRT.
Shout out to everybody that's tuning in up in the chat room, man. All of our crackheads, all of our dope fiends, all of our cult followers, man, that follow this vision blindly, 100%, man. Because they love Jesus. Follow me to the jungle. No Jim Jones, baby. Go to heaven with me. Listen, we need these numbers to go up, man, in the chat room, man. So go promote. Go to your MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. Go and tweet somebody and tell them to log on to www.holofestradio.tv. Tell them to log on right now. Shout out
right
to...
now.
Mira, un saludo a toda mi gente latino. Ya tú sabes, la única emisora de rap y reggaetón cristiano. 24 horas al día, Holofest Radio. Este es el reverendo Alexander Pagani. A.K.A. Preach That Fire, junto con mi querida esposa.
Sister Shorty Blaze, A.K.A. What's my A.K.A.?
Road Rage.
Ajá.
Ya tú sabes, vamos a meterle bien chuli snacky. Ya tú sabes, bien capicú, bien mangú, bien lo que sea. Anyway, ma'am.
Bien mangú.
Listen. DJ Transform today with exclusive... My scratch. You like my scratching?
Nah, that was white.
Anyway, to all the ladies, Sister Shorty Blaze is here. All the ladies say, ow.
Ow.
No, not ow. No, no. All the fellas say, ho.
Ain't no fellas.
They're going to say it in the chat room. Watch. Give them a few seconds. They're going to say it in the chat room.
Because you're telling them.
Look at that. Look at that.
You're telling them to say it.
Anyway, listen, ma'am. I keep saying anyway. I need to cut that.
Yeah, you need to cut it because it sounds like you're cutting me off every time you say anyways. And that's very disturbing.
Anyways.
Very disturbing.
Listen, we got a lot of announcements tonight. Big things are happening in our church, not only for our local church, but also Holofest Radio. We got a concert series going on once a month at our local church for Holofest. We're going back to the true vision of Holofest, which was not a radio show. It was, what, a monthly live event, right?
Yes, it was. It was an event that was actually sponsored by the youth in the church.
Exactly. So we're going back to that. 2011. Listen, we got the guy that sings Vangy Gosa in the chat room right now.
Let me tell you, dude.
Dímelo.
That song was like off the hook, and everybody used to request it, and you should have seen Preach That Fire dancing to it, and he doesn't even know how to dance Spanish music.
So those of you that remember,
you could imagine.
Vangy Gosa is the longest running track on the countdown ever in the history of Holofest Radio. It was that popular. Check it out. He's in the chat room, but also, he's from the BX. He's from the Bronx.
See, I thought he was from DR or something.
I thought he was from La Re- República Dominicana. I thought he was from out there.
Because it's rare that you hear good music like that. Coming
good reggaeton music like that.
Yeah, because normally it sounds like
New York style.
Yeah.
It doesn't have
like
that fullness. Huddle. Yeah, yeah.
That's, like something is missing. But I got to say, his was good. It was good.
And I talked to him today. I let him know that we're gonna bring him out to the church.
That's awesome.
So he's real excited. So big shout
out. Our church is into, because of course, a lot of them are Latinos and they like reggaeton.
Oh, I feel like dancing. Come on. Everybody in the chat room, bounce your head. Bounce your head. Here we go. Holla Fest Radio. Ready? Come on. Holla Fest Radio. Come on. Holla Fest Radio. Holla Fest Radio. Woo. Woosa. Woosa. Lord Jesus.
You know, I had to woosa myself today and I wasn't even at work.
Woosa, Lord Jesus.
So, you.
Rambo Sakalabasuka. Mama Tama Bota.
All right.
Sugar Honda.
Anyways.
You like my speaking in tongues? You like it?
Anyways, does that say it? What am I telling you?
It means to start the show.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, woosa me down tonight. I inhale, Lord, woo, and I exhale, Lord, sa. Calm me down, Father. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would take control of all that's going to be done tonight. Father, if we offended you in any way, all of us that are going to be broadcasting and part of this whole experience of Hollowfest here, we ask, Lord, that that the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, would wash away all of our sins tonight. Lord, let nothing go wrong. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would take control of our transmission waves here tonight, Lord. Lord, remind all of our faithful listeners of Hollowfest Radio that they would tune in tonight, Lord. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you would be glorified, that the word be lifted up, and that your Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be felt here tonight, Lord. We love you. We honor you. We praise you. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are Lord Jehovah, Lord Sidkenu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Lord Adonai, El Elyon, Elohim God, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We love you. We praise you. To whom be all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, calm me down again because I'm getting excited just declaring your names. We ask you all of these things in the name of Jesus. In the church, say.
Amen.
Let's get this party started right. Here we go.
You got unlocked.
Your radio is now unlocked.
Hollowfest Radio. New York City's official number one radio station for only hip hop and reggaeton. Hollowfest Radio. Hollowfest Radio.
Blazing
that straight fire.
Give me a fire.
That street's on fire.
Time it is, y'all. It's the countdown, baby. Countdown, baby.
Where you choose the fattest joints, and we count them down from 9 to number 1.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The Hollowfest Top 9 Countdown. Top 9 Countdown. This is number 9.
Before I throw a beat of all, fall to my knees, thank the Lord for the new shalom.
Share my faith and pray to see the
guy for the ultimate villain. I did disobey, but regardless, I'm chained when I should have been dead, but I'm living. See, I know when I love you, won't leave me alone. It's the beauty of God and His mercy. So I'm singing this song about Him on the cross of my heart with the item of purchase. While living pride is so worthless, dead and wrestling fight, but I murk it. With a liver down, I'm dedicated to Christ. Yes, sir, I'm standing on my purpose. Put my faith in Him, cause He's perfect. Insurance like Geico. Cause if I do not have His love, I'm Norman Bates. Psycho, I go hard. Watch me prevail with the crate. Give my whole life for the King. Don't trip, just let Him invade. I show where I go by, but this peace is more than just worth it. Don't call to die, shit, tell them my identity. Christ is subverted. Hey.
I'll wait for you before I throw a Peter on. Fall to my knees, thank the Lord for the new shalom.
Refrigerators, I will be an outcast till He raised me up.
Elevator me and you.
Yo, mama, yo, cousin, my brother, we never sell a soul for it just to be stunting. Cause everything is good to me, the Lord, He done it. Run it.
I'll wait for you before I throw a Peter on. Fall to my knees, thank the Lord for the new shalom. I'll wait for you before I throw a Peter on. Fall to my knees, thank the Lord for the new shalom. I'll wait for you before I throw a Peter on. Fall to my knees, thank the Lord.
Eres mi alimento, me mantiene atento. Cuando se acerca el tormento, me libre siempre Dios a tiempo. La maravilla por tu paso repan. Es hora que ahora toda la gente sepa que tu misericordia es grande. Tú me perdonas sin arrancar a sacarme. Sabes amarme y restaurarme. Cada vez que caigo, tú sí sabes ayudarme. Tú siempre estás ahí. Enseño a amar
porque tú nunca fallas.
Nunca fallas.
Tú eres de verdad porque tú nunca fallas.
Nunca fallas.
Vamos allá porque tú nunca fallas.
Nunca fallas.
Tú eres de verdad porque tú nunca fallas.
Nunca fallas.
Cuando no tengo más fuerza me fortalezco con tu amor. Cuando no tengo aire respiro con tu reclamo. Cuando siento mucho dolor confío en mi interior. Y confiándome y tengo todo a mi favor. No dejas a los tuyos, los amas de corazón. Enséñame a amarte como amo del Señor.
Porque siempre estarás ahí, atento a ayudarme a mí.
Tú nunca fallas, aunque yo me pase de la raya. Tú no te fallas, siempre llevas tu medalla. Es más fiel que mantiene siempre su promesa. Su fidelidad, tu grandeza.
Tú siempre estás ahí, cuando voy a ti.
gracias te doy porque tú siempre estás ahí para mí y para quien confía en ti.
We understand that when we're not on the air, that our listeners kinda go through withdrawals.
Hi, my name is Jonah.
Hi, Jonah.
And I'm addicted to this station.
So we would like to apologize up front for causing this addictive behavior.
Sorry, dog.
But don't worry. We're working on an iPhone and Android app, so you can take us anywhere and get your fix 24/7.
Oh, that's just tough.
The new Hollyfest Radio on your iPhone and Android is coming soon.
You hear me?
Only from New York's number one station for holy hip hop and reggaeton.
Number one.
Hollyfest Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
Number seven.
I'm just in the studio. I call you right back when I'm done. Putting in work, I'm in the booth for the song. Putting in fresh.
All right, y'all, let's get into this track. Coming in at number seven. We're going all the way to the UK. Lola Godheld. The track is called Studio. Man, London is doing it big right now.
Spread that gospel. No matter what you say, been on my grind all day. And no, you can't call me out like the apostle. They say, Lola, who you with, what you're wearing, where you're going. I tell them, do not concern yourself with no. For you people, I'll be praying, you know who you are. No names I will be saying, like it or not. Less and less people at night. Why they wanna be bad mind? I got a message for the world, baby, I'm going in. So give me a couple minutes, I will give you a ring.
Myself in the booth and focus on my writing. You study in the word and focus on the spirit. If you diligently seek whatever you ask, you will give it. Receive it. Look through him, all things you can achieve it. Get with it. You know that time is ticking, so get it. Less and less people act right. Why they wanna be bad mind? I got a message for the world, baby, I'm going in. So give me a couple minutes, I will give you a ring.
Microphone like saliva. They don't understand what I'm about. Them friends, let them go, go, go. What part don't they understand? The N or the O, O, O. Cause I'm in the booth, getting in my dough, dough, dough. This number is nagging me. Ends with fo, fo, fo. Really gotta go, go, go. Leave me, dough, dough. Cause I'm really busy, dough, dough, dough. You don't even know, dough, dough. Easy, busy, dough, dough, dough. Let me squeeze it, dough, dough, dough. I'm the only getting lazy. I stay on my couch, dough, dough. There's none like, come on, come on. Put in first place. Okay, brother, don't sweat it. Only 8 more edits. Oh yeah, I can't pull you back.
I ain't got credit.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. I'm a
I'm a Christian. Yeah. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. What you know about that? I know all about that.
So big and bad, we'll slap the sin out of you.
Hey.
See, we ain't scared. Hollowfest Radio, where whackness is a sin, you fake church gangsters.
Number five.
This is the new Hollowfest Radio. Hollowfest Radio. Hollowfest Radio.
Seguido con el fuego pentecostal aquí, Hollowfest Radio. Vamos a meterlo a 777. El disco nuevo de 777, ya tú sabes, toda mi gente. Lo gozamos aquí. Se están gozando.
Si me guías y nunca te desvías, no hay nadie como tú. Y no hay nadie como tú que a mí me alumbre con su luz. A mí me gusta como mi vida provocas. Esta pasión solo Jesús me la provoca. Y no hay nadie como tú que a mí me alumbre con su luz. A mí me gusta como mi vida provocas. Esta pasión solo Jesús me la provoca.
Es que tú eres veneno, sin ti me desespero. En momentos de necesidad, confío en ti y espero. Has dado otra oportunidad, ahora yo persevero. Tú sabes cuánto te quiero y por estar contigo muero. Es que tú eres deseo en mi corazón. Primero cualquier cosa eres mi gran inspiración. Le diste una razón a mi vida, me enseñaste la salida. Y hoy más que nunca te dedico a esta canción. Es que tú eres deseo en mi corazón. Primero cualquier cosa eres mi gran inspiración. Le diste una razón a mi vida, me enseñaste la salida. Y hoy más que nunca te dedico a esta canción.
Y te anhelo, Señor. Y te anhelo, mi Dios. Y te anhelo, Jesús.
Es que no puedo más, si tú no estás, sin tu amor no podría vivir. Porque siento enamorado al pensar en ti, tu presencia me provoca y me hace sentir. Es que no puedo más, si tú no estás, sin tu amor no podría vivir.
Te disto en el... Y te anhelo, Señor, y te anhelo, mi Dios, y te anhelo, Jesús.
Hey, ya tú sabes quién es 777. Para todos ustedes,
este es el León, pa, el poeta de la música urbana, junto a 777.
Luis Pues Studios,
tú sabes.
Te anhelo, Jesús. Gracias por todo lo que has hecho en mi vida.
Attentional record labels, managers, and artists. So you think you got skills?
Your skills are amazing, truly amazing.
If so, send your music for possible airplay on Hollowfest Radio. Send all submissions to info@hollowfestradio.tv.
Stop.
For airplay consideration, no using the N-word.
Are you crazy?
No self-glorification. And most of all, if it's whack, don't even send it. Unless you want to make a donation to the New York Department of Sanitation.
Kimmy, don't worry.
Understand the rules?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Send your submissions now to info@hollowfestradio.tv.
Full right now.
Number 4.
Where you go?
I'ma do it.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Now stop being a fake church
Seriously.
3, 2, 1, go.
New Hall of Fest Radio is back. Yeah. Wait, no, you missed us.
Number 3.
Incredible.
I-N-T-R-E.
Let's get it.
All right, y'all, man. Coming in at number 3, this is my girl, Jay. Featuring Fizzle. The track is called Incredible.
I-N-T-R-E-D-I-B-E.
Now, I don't know about you. How many of you can spell incredible?
That's just who we be.
Let me make it simple for you, baby. Ghetto Ebonics language. Spell it like this. I-N-credible.
Incredible.
Incredible.
I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E, that's who we be.
Yep, you the bomb.
Lord, you are incredible. Man, Christian hip hop is of God, baby. I don't know who told you it wasn't.
You're full of knowledge, and I ain't talking big. Like Chris Wallace, I'm talking infinite. You shine bright.
Whoever told you was a devil, they done lied to you.
The past the stars, through the Milky Way, then back down to Mars. You made it all.
You made it all.
Just when you get the break, eternal God. Never end the story.
Oh,
he's at a 9. He sit on high. Made the air breathe. Made the air fly. You amazing. That's to say the least. From my block to your block, man, my God, yeah. They say I'm something, but I tell them no,
no.
I used to sell them dope,
yeah.
But now I bring them home. Cause he rock your boy. Like DC talk, now you see God in me,
yeah.
So watch him walk.
Watch him walk.
Merge.
Number two.
tratando bien el asunto. Oye, pero qué party, pero es que
lo de ustedes es un show.
Yo soy camarita ni más, pero su letra contamina.
Lo de ustedes es un show,
pero ni cuenta fantasía, que solo sale más vacía.
Lo de ustedes es un show.
Sé que camarita ni más, pero su letra contamina.
Lo de ustedes es un show,
pero ni cuenta fantasía, y la gente sigue estando vacía. Wow, qué bien se le dio el evento. Todo el mundo contento, saltando ya adentro.
Mujeres saltando
y perreando, y sin duda creían que se estaban gozando.
Se subió la adrenalina,
un show de bailarina, enseñando su cuerpo en la tarima.
El cantante se activa,
todo el mundo perreo, tremendo bufeo y tripeo. Pero todo el mundo sale vacío, siempre al final en su fiesta se lo
diga.
Con un par de gente partido,
eso no se ve en el party mío. En mi party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. En mi party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. Pero su letra contamina.
Yo te dejo un show, pero
vamos, no vamos,
fantasía.
No, 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 no,
no, no sé camarita ni más, pero su letra contamina. Yo te dejo un show,
pero ni cuanta fantasía, y la gente sigue estando vacía.
Míralo, todito resacado, con los bolsillos pelados, diciendo de que tan gozado. Míralo, todito resacado, con los bolsillos pelados, diciendo de que tan gozado. En mi party no había tanta luz, bastante luz, como lo esperaba tú, pero retro, aquí yo no llena tú, aquí todo el mundo sale bendecido por Jesús.
Y en tu party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve. Y en tu party eso no se ve, eso no se ve, eso no se ve.
¡Reggaetón! ¡No, no, no! ¡Sabe, sabe, sabe, sabe! ¿Dónde están todos los latinos? Los latinos que están escuchando, si están en el chat room, cuarto de chateo.
Sus eventos son lindos, a mucha gente, pero si no está Cristo no tiene sentido. Envía el astronauta y yo el hijo de Marisa y el amo, que no tengo que mencionar mi nombre. Emi, no le diga que soy Ricky Bebe. Bueno, mi gente, lamentablemente el caso, la apariencia de este mundo va a pasar, pero los que esperan en Jesús permanecen para siempre.
What it is, this your man Branson, God Chases Entertainment.
What up, man? This your boy D-Mar.
What's good? This your man Gifted the Flamethrower.
What's mobbing, man? This is Seven.
Hey, preach that fire.
It's Sister Shorty Blaze. This your boy Thizzle. You listening to Hollerfest Radio, baby. Banging Christian hip-hop and reggaeton. 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 So check it out.
Hollerfest Radio.
All right, y'all, this is coming in at number one. My man Canton Jones featuring Bizzle and P-Dom. The track is called In the Club. They done let the Christians in the club, baby.
Yeah.
righteous man. You either wanna be one or be with one, and you trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you. Have a conversation on this bitch in the club. Tell me what's your hesitation. I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air. Unified got much power. Laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour.
And gospel reggaeton. This is your boy, man, Pastor Pagani. I think I just said that, right?
Yes, you did. You keep repeating yourself.
Hey, man, listen, man. We have reached the second hour of the show, man. I'm here with my lovely wife,
Sister Shorty Blade.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in up in the chat room. Tuning in up in the chat room. Listen, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
I don't got no Bible in this house.
And he, mind you, he has, like, every Bible in every language, and he can't find any of them.
All my Bibles are at church. All those Bibles scattered throughout church.
They're all his.
Those are all my Bibles.
Even my Bibles are out there, because he takes them.
And, I'm looking for my Bible here in Scripture, to get into the Scripture, and I don't have a Bible in my house. They're all in the car.
And the ones he does have here are not even in a language that you guys would understand. So
Hebrew, Greek.
Yes.
The ones that I do got here, Hebrew, Greek. And I'm not into breaking my head right now, man. That is crazy. I am a pastor and I don't have a Bible in this house. Yet I have how many versions?
Oh, every version you can imagine.
And they're all in church. Wow, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's because every time I'm leaving for church, I walk out with whatever Bible's in my hand.
Because he forgets that he has a zillion and one in church, you know?
I know, right? I know. You know what it is, Sister Shorty Blaze? I like to study the Bible on my way to church. You know that I sit down and I read the scriptures?
That's why I was looking in your bag, because I figured you took one to Connecticut. Which you did.
The Bible from Connecticut.
Where is it?
It's in the car. I took it out of my bag and I left it in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm in the flesh, man. That's crazy, man. Usually people got Bibles that gather dust because they don't read it.
And yours
are. And I'm a man of God that loves the Lord, and I ain't got a Bible. Actually, I do got a Bible, but I don't want to use it.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the Living
Version. Besides the Hebrew one.
I got one Living Version of the Living Bible, and I don't want to use it because I don't believe that that's the Word of God. I don't believe that's the Word of God. I believe that that's a paraphrase of the Word of God, and the author who wrote it, be honest with you, I'm going to give you the real reason why he wrote it. He rewrote the Bible to help his daughter understand the Bible. The author of the Living Bible. I do not recommend it. That is not the Word of God. That is a corrupt translation of the scripture. So I have it because I have it to study from it. So
you can use Xavier's Bible. How's that?
Actually, I do got a Bible. You're going to go see it. I want you to go get it. The parallel Bible. The four Bibles in one. It's thick like this. You're going to see all the way to the left on the bookshelf.
It's not black, right?
No, you're going to see it says Parallel Bibles, King James Version, Amplified Version, New International Standard Version, and the Living Bible all in one. So Sister Sunny Blaze is going to go get my four Parallel Bible in one. Anyway, listen, man, we got a good show lined up for you guys tonight. We're going to be getting into the Word of God in a few moments. The topic is reconciliation and restitution. Reconciliation and restitution. The topic actually is when you reconcile with your brother, should you go and make restitution? Should you go and make restitution? And what do I mean by that? What I mean is, usually when we are at odds with an individual, the truth of the matter is, we do slander them, we do speak gossip about them, and what happens is many times we ask for forgiveness from this individual, but yet their name is still slandered among everyone that you gossip with them to. Should you go back and fix everywhere where you slandered them? Alright, so,
ta-da!
Ta-da, Sister Shirley Blaze. Let me show it to the...
But it's not called what you said it was called.
It's called Comparative...
So I'm here looking for what he told me...
Study Bible.
...was the name of it, and of course, that wasn't it.
This is a Parallel Bible.
But that's not what it says on top of it.
What does it say? Comparative... Study Bible. Listen, Sister Shirley Blaze, first of all, we just finished coming back to planet Earth from blasting off on the top 9 countdown of the show from 9 to 1, giving you nothing but the best and exclusive hottest in holy hip-hop and gospel
reggaeton.
Big shout-out to D-Melo, who's up in the chat room. We're going to play his track in a few moments before we get into the Word of God, but so tonight's topic, Sister Shirley Blaze.
What is the topic?
The topic is reconciliation. Mm-hmm. When you reconcile with your brother and sister in Christ. But not only that, this is the question I have for you, Sister Shirley Blaze.
I had a question. You ready? For that already.
Oh, okay. So what's the question?
My question was, what if you do and they go and they act up again and they don't want to? They don't want to. They just don't want to.
That we're going to get into that a little bit deeper.
Because you have your people that, you know, never wrong and they're always right. And then you apologize to them,
like,
and it's okay. And then they do it again. And it's like, you don't know what's up with them. They got their balance. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Let's not go there because you're going to get me upset.
Okay, so kind of like women?
No, because we're always right.
Gotcha.
Women are always right.
I gotcha.
That's it.
I gotcha. You're always right, and there's no way of reconciling with you women, right?
There isn't. You know why? Because I did a search online, and I came up with the fact that men only apologize because they want to get out of the situation. And we apologize when we're absolutely and sincerely sorry. So every time that you apologize, you don't mean it.
Wait a second. So you are going to...
Statistics say that, not me.
Okay.
Statistics.
Okay, so you are going to base your conclusion off the internet.
That's right, because, you know, I had to prove had to prove that I was right once again.
All right,
that women are always right.
So your conclusion for the last 3 weeks on Holofest has been boiled down to
study that you found.
Because I had to prove to you that
on
I was
the
right.
internet.
That's right.
That was probably taken off a feminist movement website.
It was a guy who wrote it. Okay.
He's gay.
Why?
He's gay.
Why is he gay?
Because a guy's not going to say that. A guy is going to try to get to try to get you know, you women to kind of like be a little bit more understanding. If he's saying that we're just trying to get out of a situation, he's gay. He's fruity.
It's true, though.
He's true.
You guys want to get out of it, so what do you do? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then what happens?
Then what happens?
Tell me what happens after that.
Then we go on our merry way.
No. They go and they do it again. So they weren't sincerely sorry, were they?
He's gay.
They were not sincerely sorry.
He's gay.
Whatever.
He's gay.
Anyway, SeventhWire.com.
Dude is gay. Anyway, that's real talk, man. That's real talk. How did we get into getting into the Word of God into he's gay?
You got into that, not me.
Listen, man, shout out to everybody that's tuning in up in the chat room. Let's see who we got there, man. We got, who do we got there in the chat room?
You got Brando.
We also got Deluxe Blaze.
You got D-Melo.
D-Melo's up in the chat room. Eileen Reyna's up in the chat
room.
And
actually, D-Melo, Eileen is another one of your fans. She loves your Benny Bossa song, just like me. You know, sometimes you would hear my son and they would just come out and all you heard was the banging on the floor.
So big shout out to Sister Eileen. And just to let you know, girl, the guy that sings your song, Bang Igosa, he's in the chat room. It's called D-Melo. So give him a shout out. Actually, he's from the Bronx, in case you didn't know that. So he's coming to our church real soon. I just hit him up. So we also got Falcon IXL. We also got
Hurt 7.
Which is Daniel, right?
Yes, it's Daniel. And he put it because they always get him confused with 7, the rapper. So
Okay. We got I Am Bizzle. Now, I'm going to say it because you would have said Lamb Bizzle, reading it all in one word.
Is it Bizzle Bizzle, though?
It's Bizzle Bizzle.
Shout out to my man Bizzle.
That's my peoples right there. We got MCK Productions up in the chat room. She's waiting, or he's waiting. I don't even know if it's a he or she. For us to get into the Word of God, we also got
Seventh Wire. Which is, he produced Blaze Torch's video.
All right, you guys.
Seventh Wire Production.
And we also got in the chat room Sakura.
Sakura. You got Sister Shorty Blaze. Yoo-hoo!
We also got TDG for Life. That's probably an abbreviation for a ministry there. So big shout out to all of you that's been tuning in faithfully. We're going to be getting into the Word of God in a few moments. The topic of tonight is reconciliation and restitution.
Reconciliation and restauración.
Restitución.
I was watching Sister D. Pastor Santaella's wife, and she inspired me.
You said Sister B?
D. They call her D.
Okay, Sister D.
They call her D.
Sister D.
So I got inspired.
You act like the people listening to us know exactly what you're talking about. That's
Pastor
why I'm looking
Santaella's
at you. Pastor
Santaella's wife. And she inspired
me
because she was
story.
Translating.
Because you don't like, because you assume that the audience is your husband, that I gotta read between the lines and know exactly what you mean 24 hours
well,
a day.
Well, if you don't let me finish, I'm never gonna
you
get
give
to
me
the punchline.
You give me these short sentences and I'm supposed to know the full context of what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying.
I will banish you from this house.
No, I will banish you. You like that, right? Say
actually,
something again.
I think it's whack.
Say something again.
It's whack. And that's why you don't get played on Holofest Radio.
Okay, so Sister Pastor First Lady Santaella, finish the story.
Well, if you would have let me from the beginning, we wouldn't have been all
right,
with all of that.
Finish the story before I jump into something else, because I got ADD. I'm not going to listen to you.
Yo, you whack. Anyways, she translates for
Hurry
her
up.
Husband
Five,
when she preaches. And
four.
Forget it. You can translate yourself. Because I don't want to translate for you because you whack.
I'm bothering you. Listen,
so
you man.
You're translating yourself.
Listen.
That's why I don't translate for you.
Okay.
Anyway, SeventhWire.com.
SeventhWire.com.
Anyway, he's gay.
Who?
The guy that said that article.
Anyway, women are always right. Men are always
let
wrong.
Let me stop. Listen, we got a couple of announcements. What we got going on, Sister Shawty Blaze, starting in the month of January through December, once a month. Talk to the people.
We're going to be having concerts in our church on Friday, the last Friday of the month. We're going to be having rap artists, I think reggaeton artists as well. And everyone's invited. This is to promote holy hip hop in New York City and unite all of the rappers together. Am I getting that right?
Yes, exactly. So
you can see how life is.
So starting in January, once a month, the last Friday of every month, it's called Hollafest Live, straight concert in my church. We're going to be broadcasting it live on the internet at
www.hollafestradio.tv.
Once a month, so check this out. In the first month, we got Jay Skywalker, Malachi the Truth,
Malachi,
Jay Cabasa, and all of the Right Side Up Entertainment coming out to the church for January. For February, we got Conquest, we got Richard Dauphin. Remember Richard Dauphin.
We got Chris, awesome,
the tall guy next to him, and we just added a new and upcoming artist. His name is Buck Barnabas. The dude is fire. I've personally included him in this. March, Blaze Torch, Jay Legacy, Young Paul for March. It's coming out last Friday of March. It's going to be big. Then check this out. In April, the last Friday of April, he suddenly, Seda, my man Pyro, it's going to be bonkers. Then in May, we got 3D Remedy.
3D Remedy is going to be kicking it off.
Ooh. Yeah, we got Nucci Rayo. We're trying to get PBC to come out. Gage, but I think we're going to move Gage to another month because Gage wants to bring Petity.
Oh, wow.
He wants to bring Corey Red. Man, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, 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 crazy. We got TJ to pray. Man, I'm telling you, Hollafest goes live concert. Now, check this out. This is Shawty Blaze. Here's the niche. After the concerts, we're going to take them downstairs, and we're going to have food and fellowship, and we're going to pre-record it.
Video
interviews with these artists. We're going to break bread with them. We're going to get these artists to just sit together at the table and fellowship, and we're going to hear their heart, and we're going to record it live. You know who would be good to do that?
SeventhWire.com
to do that, right? It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. So just letting you know some of the plans for Hollafest in 2011. Live concerts once a month straight from the tabernacle of He Is Risen Tabernacle, which is our church, man. So if you're in the tri-state area, also, I forgot to mention, DJ Transform is going to be mixing it up on the ones and two live. It's about that time we get into the Word of God. So let's get into this track from my man D-Melo. The track is called
Benny Gosa.
Keep it locked, man. You're listening to New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip hop.
Ninguno otro como Dios, oh, no, no, y tú sola salvación, ah, ah, yeah. Solo
Fest Radio. While those other preachers who read the word put you to sleep.
Wake up, homeboy.
Preach That Fire is bringing you straight heat out of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all, you're listening to the sounds of New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. Man, this is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. Listen, man, we have reached the second hour of the show, man. We endeavor to get into the Word of God, man, chop it up in the Scriptures, see what God has to say about a particular topic, and see what he doesn't have to say about a particular topic. But this is the best part of tonight's show, actually, is when we dive just right into the Scriptures and just hear the heart of God tonight, man. So go get your Bibles, you carnal Christians, man. Let's get into the Word in a few moments. The topic is reconciliation and restitution. Reconciliation and restitution. Look at what it says in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was going and coming that way. When Jesus reached that very spot where the tree was, Jesus looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to murmur and criticize, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said, "Look, Lord, and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay him back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, Zacchaeus too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Interesting text, y'all. Now, you're probably asking, what does this have to do with reconciliation and restitution? Very simple. Let's look at the dynamic of this man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, by profession, was a tax collector, meaning he was sanctioned by the Roman Empire to collect tax from the people. Now, you and I both know who likes people taking their money. Nobody. No different today when the government tax collects on all of our income gross that we receive from our jobs. So by profession, this man was not well liked in his community. But look at this. Zacchaeus was not only a tax collector, he was a conniving tax collector. Understand the position that this man held in the community at that time. He was not well liked because the scripture says, if we read in verse 5, it says that the people criticized Jesus for wanting to go to the house of this man, which was rightfully made because Zacchaeus said, "If I wronged anybody, I'm going to pay him back." Why? So that allows us to know that he knew that he had wronged individuals, and the individuals knew that he used to wrong them. Now look at this. Here was Jesus. Look at this. In his house, Jesus didn't have to say to Zacchaeus, make restitution. Listen to what I'm saying. The Spirit of God convicted this man so much that he knew, even though he was reconciling himself with God symbolically by receiving Christ into himself, into his house, like you and I receive into our hearts the Lord Jesus. Listen to what I'm saying. The word reconcile means to allow someone back in. It means to make peace, to become one again. That means when two people are at odds, they are divided. Right? Division, which means a divide in the vision. When they reconcile, what it means is they both allow each other to come back in, aka to come back into their lives. There are people who are listening to me right now that are at odds against another minister, another rapper, another family member. What does that mean? Basically this, that you're no longer allowing them in. There is no possibility of fellowship. Look at this. Now, here is where you and I mess up. During our time of division and hurt and bitterness, which might be justifiable because had a person genuinely offended you, then to some degree you have a right to be offended because they did you some wrong. But even though you have the right to be offended, you do not have the right to be unforgivable. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, what usually happens, listen to me, when we are in unforgiveness, listen to me, because we no longer allow them in, what we do is we criticize them. To anybody, listen to what the Spirit of God is telling me right now. Who do we criticize them to? To the people who we do allow into our lives. Whoever's in our house, when that topic comes up of that individual who is not in the house of our hearts, listen, we criticize them. We wrong them. Man, we belittle them. And don't sit here and be pious with me. You're lying. Yes, you do. You sit here and say, and then on top of that, we be lying to each other saying, I haven't told nobody what we're going through. You are lying. Yes, you have. We all do. Yet we try to appear and we tell the other individual, listen, why are you telling somebody our business? I haven't told anybody. You're lying. Yes, you have. We all do. All of us have. You, no, you haven't been the first in history to not do that. You've told somebody. The problem is you've told them, don't tell nobody. Ooh, I'm in your face today. Sitting here lying in my face, knowing God knows your heart. Sitting here saying, oh, why are you telling each other? Why are you telling us? Calling them, texting them, Facebooking them, Twittering them, talking about MySpacing them, sending them emails, talking about, why are you telling people our business? You know, I haven't told nobody. You're lying. Yes, you have. Now look at this. Look what happens. When those individuals leave our home, and I'm not talking about our home, I'm speaking metaphorically, leave those who are we let in, when they leave our presence, guess what they do? They leave walking away with the perception that you last told them. And if they are personal friends with you, they get offended as well with the other party not even knowing them. How many of you have been offended at somebody simply because the way the individual who was your friend told you what went down, now you're mad at them and you don't even know them. And now when you see them, now you have a hostility in your heart against them. Now check this out. Now, this could go on for years. Listen to me. So you could have infected, listen to me, because gossip is a virus. You could have infected 1,000 people. I'm exaggerating, but let's just say, because I don't think us as individuals even have 1,000 friends, but let's just say 50 people. Let's just be more pragmatic. Now, 49 of your friends whom you let in, who knows of the situation, the potential for them to be angry at the other party is there. And let's say that they do. So now this individual has one knowing individual who's against them, which is you, and 49 secret haters. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, let's say, years go by, maybe months, even weeks. With me, my unforgiveness could last maybe 90 days, and then I kind of like let it go. I'm not saying that I've never operated in unforgiveness. I'll be lying to you. I am very, very cold when it comes to somebody hurting my feelings. I will cut them off. Like, literally, like, goodbye, and it's over. And it's high and by with me. Right? I'm being very transparent with you. I'm human. I'm very, very, very... When somebody breaks their loyalty with me, I get very hood rat with that. I don't play that. I will cut you off, and we will never be friends again, ever. It'll just be, hi, how you doing? God bless. High and by, I'll keep walking. And I won't feel bad about it. That's just me. And I have to work on that in my heart. I'm just being transparent. I'm being very, very transparent. Breaking the rules as a pastor. But who cares? All right. Now look at this. Let's say God convicts you and I about it. Look at this. And you decide to make reconciliation with this individual. You call them, you say sorry for any ill will, any indifference, and any wrongdoing that you've done to them. You don't make excuses for it. You bona fide say, I'm sorry for saying this. And I apologize. I was wrong. Please forgive me. Now, listen to me. The other person is not required to forgive you. You're not asking for forgiveness because you're requiring to be forgiven back. You're asking for forgiveness because you want to be forgiven by God. Whether they ask or receive your forgiveness is not your business. It's not your business. I recently sent out a large email blast to everybody that I had offended in the last, I don't know, 3 years. It was a large list. And for the most part, I didn't get a response from not one of them. Maybe from one. Maybe one or two. I'm lying. One or two did respond and said, listen, it's all good. Right? But for the rest, I didn't hear from them at all. And I know that they got it because I know. Now, I didn't do it to get forgiven back. I did it because God commanded me to do it and showed me the error of my ways and that I needed to make reconciliation and peace. Now, had I been conditional, I would have got mad all over again because I would have said, here I am making myself vulnerable, admitting I'm wrong, which pastors usually don't do, and they couldn't even respond back. And I would have got mad all over again. I didn't do it for their sake. I did it for my sake because I genuinely saw where I was wrong. And now, I wasn't wrong in everything, but I genuinely saw where I was wrong at. Right? Now look at this. Look at this. Let's say God, look at this, God convicts you and you make peace. But your view of this individual has now changed. So now they are no longer the enemy. They are now, you've let them back into your house. Right? You've reconciled. You are now one again, right? You have let them back in, right? So your perception of them has changed. Listen, but 49 of the individuals don't know this. So their perception of them hasn't changed. What should you do? Very, very simple. You make
restitution. Zacchaeus realized that he was wrong and has wronged individuals. And without Jesus even telling him, he knew I had to fix everything that I made wrong. Look what he said. Let's read it and then we'll close. But Zacchaeus stood up, verse 9, Luke chapter 19, and said to the Lord, look what he said to the Lord. He didn't say to the people, he said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Now look at this, look at this, look at this. Not only did he pay back what he legally took, he did not have to pay it four times over. He did not have to. He already had to pay what he stole. But the reason why, I'm going to show you why you make restitution, and this is why we do it. Because Zacchaeus knew that the money that he stole from these individuals and cheated them out caused them, listen to me, a lot of grief. You don't know how much grief you and I cause when we belittle our brother, when we criticize him to other rappers, to other artists, to other website owners. Even though you make peace, let's say 5 days later, yet all of those rappers, all of those website owners now have an indifference against the person that you messed up. And I'm here to tell you something. Listen. And I'm not speaking something I haven't done, because my church will tell you. I apologize and fixed about stuff that I've done years going back with individuals. And I went back and I've tried to rectify every perception wrong that I made of them, just to make sure that my reconciliation is full. Because what happens is, even though they're back into the house, when your friend comes back over to the house, your friend is going to act different with them, even though you're cool with them now. Ooh, catch that. So while Preach That Fire is now cool with you, now everybody else is mad at Preach That Fire, because for that brief moment where you were mad, you done criticized Hollerfest Radio. And now their perception of Hollerfest Radio is based on inside knowledge, because now you were intimate with me. Now they know, listen to what I'm saying. Now they're mad at that label because you used to be a part of that label. And now when you left that label, now you're mad at that label. You done criticized their label. Now you're cool with that label, but you done forgot that for the last 2 years you've been criticizing that label. So everybody else is now mad at that label, don't want to work with that label, yet you are now cool with them. Baby, you gotta go back by the authority of the word of God and go rectify everything you did wrong against that person. That is restitution. It is biblical, and if you don't, you are in danger of losing your salvation. You know how I know why? Because the Bible says, look what it says. Listen to me. Jesus said in verse 10, today salvation is coming to this house. That means, as much as this man loved Jesus, as much as he did work to see Jesus, as much as he invited Jesus into his house, as much as he received Jesus as Messiah, if he didn't reconcile and fix all of the wrong that he's done, he would have been just as eternally lost as an unbeliever. How powerful is restitution? Baby, listen to me. You better go back and fix the testimony of those persons that you done messed up now that you're cool. Call them right now. Go Facebook that again. Matter of fact, if you're listening to me and everybody knows you done messed up with somebody else, go to your Facebook right now. Go to your MySpace. Go to your Twitter and make it very obvious that you have reconciled with that person and that you take back everything that you said against them. And you would appreciate that everyone would take back their thoughts because you were speaking out of anger. You better go rectify that, because when you stand before God, you are in danger of hellfire. I'm dead serious. That's how serious restitution is. That even Zacchaeus said, I am going to not only pay them back, which means God is not saying just say I'm sorry. He said I'm going to pay them back four times, which means this. Look at this. I am going to compensate for all the hurt that I've caused, and I'm going to refill that with me compensating for it. Don't get mad at God. You shouldn't have allowed yourself to get to this level. First of all, you shouldn't have been gossiping anyway. So now, suck it up. Be a man. Be a woman of God. Go and ask for forgiveness and go rectify all the wrong that you've done against that person and try as much as you can to clean that person's testimony up. Because if you went through hell to dirty their testimony and now you're cool with that person, you better go back and go get the spiritual mop and bucket and go get the pine soil of the Holy Spirit and go clean up the mess you made. Go back and make restitution. Restitution is part of the process of reconciliation. The Lord, and a blessing, to the reading, the Holy Scriptures.
Okay, now that that's over, back to the music, faster.
We're gonna go into it right now.
Let's do it.
Let's get back to the music.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
Pump in the fattest jams. This is Hollerfest Radio.
Mic check 1-2.
Straight out of Strong Island.
Drop it on them, homie.
Okay, okay.
New York.
East Coast in the hand.
It's DJ Transform. Dropping the hottest hits in Christmas.
Hi, there, Transform.
With
Virginia
Gavis.
Thank you for coming to our community outreach event today.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm going to ask him.
Possibly not say the name of Jesus, you know, because we're going to have the senator and mayor here today. We just don't want to cause any problems. So just moderate down a little bit.
Have you heard our music, Kev?
Oh, yes, and I really do like you, man.
You know, I don't know, bro. You got to share Jesus, man.
Oh, yeah.
You take Jesus out of it, man. We got a problem, bro.
All right, y'all, man, we're gonna get into a 30-minute mega mix with my man DJ Transform, man. 30 minutes of nonstop holy hip hop and reggaeton, mixing it up in the ones and twos, my man DJ Transform. After the mix with my man Transform, how to not tonight, baby. Live calls. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go.
When I'm saying Jesus is the only one that can save me, Jesus is the way to life. Yes, he's the true bread. So go on, go home. Send me, I'll go. Thank you, look great. I'm no longer ashamed of the gospel. God is pleased when we show forth works of faith. Once we try to hide his name, man, now we have a problem.
Or that Honda, please throw in that front line. You know it's I.
quit music, but I never was a quitter. And them liners never follow, so just follow us on Twitter. Why you chilling in the back with your face all bitter? If the music's too loud, baby, cry me a river. Pump up the bass. When that beat comes on, homie, scrunch up your face. You know how we do it when we step up in the building. If you hate and chop and screw it, we don't never catch no
bitches. Pump up the bass. Pump up the bass.
Through your hood, speakers bumping in the back. We bump that life music, that get it right music. Yeah, that's how we like to do it. I'm on that show, Baraka. I turn my life up. We increase the voltage, turn our light up.
We turn the sin down.
We making a statement.
We turn the sin down.
We speak to the nations, embracing impatience. We building them up. They sick, they impatient, so we healing them up. More than lip service, so stay equipped, servants. Though they mock us, they can't stop us. I'm dark night with it, fearless. I'm left, right with it. March. If we don't ever blow, I'm all right with it. So when your city's shaking, bass moving the crowd, don't look for a car, I'm just living out loud.
Pump up the bass, pump up the bass, pump up the bass, pump up.
Gift I don't deserve, whistle standing grateful. My life is like the baseline, I hit him with the face roll. How ironic and perfect, but still bionic. With a boldness that'll start a riot, whistle starting fires. I'm getting higher in my horizon, the temperature's rising up in this booth as we let this bass boom. Some say that they all about the truth, but they all about the loop. Please don't confuse the two. And I am not Triple H, please don't confuse the two. If you see a lot of fakers, homie, I am with you. Mama ain't raised no fool. I let that bass bang, but not enough to let my trunk rattle. That is not cool.
Pump up the bass. Pump up the bass. Pump up the bass.
And my testimony.
agresivo. Tú sabes que la salvación es mi motivo. Que solo lo violento el reino arrebata. Se quedan firmes y con palabras contraatacan, luchando por mi salvación. Batallando pana contra toda situación, enfrentando y avanzando en el camino, tumbando los obstáculos que pone el enemigo. En esta guerra la batalla no es fácil, muchos entran completos y se quedan en el chasis. Es que todo es un asunto de sacrificio, de practicar la fe, mi pana, como un ejercicio. Luchando
por mi salvación,
batallando
por mi salvación,
marchando
por mi salvación.
No importa lo que pase, Cristo tiene el control. Luchando batallando
por mi salvación,
marchando
por mi salvación.
No importa lo que pase,
porque la
fe
está en el control. Yo imagen y semejanza de la máxima leyenda, y por eso somos los hijos de la máxima leyenda.
Mira, mi amigo, podrán detenernos por más que hable el mundo, que podrán callarnos con el gigante serio, no podrán vencernos. Vencernos, ambas formas que viven, nunca podrán detenernos, por más que hablen, dudo que podrán callarnos, no me digan que sé que no podrán vencernos, vencernos, ambas, ambas.
Los poderes para mi tren, el centro no van a detenerles, son dos nuevos conocidos, la palabra perder, difícil, no, el tercero tu rol es épico, vinimos para desenmascarar.
Take me away, so far away, so she can't.
It's found in the hope that we're giving anew. You still don't believe it, you think it's a spoof. Well, why don't you ask all them dudes on the strip? How I used to bubble and I used to flip. Bang on the block like a drum. Till all of a sudden I came out and locked up and quit.
True story.
I treasured the wealth of Croesus. But now I'm addicted to Jesus. Flew over the moon, took hold of the sun. My spirit lit up like a phoenix. The fire we have is contagious. His presence is desert oasis. I long for the day that we fly away. For all of eternity, giving no break.
Your time or mine, I don't gotta take it up. I mean,
do the right thing, brother, you just might survive in the Sodom of Gomorrah of our time. Hey, don't the hook go right there, bro? Hey, yo, check it for a minute, take a second, listen to it, G. Me and my recollections are a blessing when I bless the beat. And who am I firm for the not knowers? I'm focused, though. My face clean, way beyond the soap. I look past what you're supposed to know and lounge back in the poker nose. They say, Fern, you sound hot, but we can't see the fruits. I tell them, bro, I wreck Christ, so you can't see the dude. You should speak a blessing to my life instead they spew hate on the personal praise for him every night or day. I say I'm definitely the best at this, and I flip the game similar to gymnastics. It gets drastic. I keep it simple, but I can't take the funk off it till I'm danced up fresh in that black coffin. I'm gonna still stir the pot like this black coffin, and I sign myself so I'm getting stacks off me. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, follow Fern, you already know what it is.
So you can point your finger.
It's called Dave.
It's
954-563-2273.
What that make you? You're no good. You just know how to hide. I always tell it true. Even when I lie. They twist a knife in my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They want to see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife in my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They want to see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. I had Jamaicans pull machetes on me like they Jason. People smiling in my face, behind my back they hating. Been through the ballroom brawls, the fights with cops, the laceration, the tribulations and the character assassination. This church fear me, the streets hear me, the industry leery. The gatekeepers know about me, but they won't get near me. Survived the shootouts, the crack wars, I've been stabbing. Now that the smoke's gone, look y'all, I'm still standing. My plane experiments in turbulence, the switch is chanting. I push my seat back, go to sleep, I don't even panic. My plane touched down, hit the ground, the eagle is landed. While y'all clubbing, I'm home alone, steaming and planning. I smoke angel dust, I sniff cocaine. Crucified with Christ without no pain, I know pain. I pass no blame, I got no shame. Singing, we shall overcome, I already overcame. They twist a knife in my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They want to see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here. They twist a knife in my side, but I'm still here. They spreading rumors and lies, but I'm still here. They wanna see me defeated, but I'm still here. They tried to kill me in the street, but I'm still here.
The only reason I came is to explain I'm changed. I ain't living the same, cause I'm a boy.
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
Jumping off a roof to me with no parachute, the landing won't turn out beautifully.
That's for real.
I close my eyes to get you to see. I hustle to the point you're probably thinking it was two of me.
Real.
My roots run deep, impossible to move the tree. That's evidence, and we're growing in faith. It's due to me. I'm a creature, man. Gone with the pressure on me. So sharp with the word, they threaten to put de-esser on me.
What?
Yes, sir, on it, cut he's something like. Specialist, I'm off the chain, that's why you don't see your boy in necklaces. I'd be reckless if I tried to entertain every negative imagination in my brain.
Right,
Matt 6:33, yeah, I'm a seeker, you can feel it through the speaker. Your boy D-Mob's a creature.
Yeah,
now the only reason I came is to explain I'm changed, I ain't living the same, cause I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
I'm a who?
I'm a creature.
I'm a what?
I'm a creature.
change, man. Me and the resurrector, now we got the same plan. And that's to motivate the legs of the lame man. Cause the father can crush and restore you with the same hand. So I let him take charge like a visa. Cause you either love him or you live your life with a deceiver. Get on for fame and fortune, I suggest you choose neither. Cause they lead you where banana clips peel like Chiquita. I'm validated by the king, so that mean I ain't never gotta worry about a thing. Nope. The way I used to live was quite dirty and obscene, but because the blood washed me, I can scream, I'm clean. I'm clean. I had to go with Christ, left your boy bitter. No apologies, but he's who I follow, like Twitter. Yeah, I was told everything gold don't glitter. Guard your life, it can be gone in the flash. Get the picture.
Now listen to this. Do you want to get hooked up with DJ Transformed?
Oh,
connect now.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Start with the triple W. End it off with the .com.
We're booking. Log on to twitter.com/DJTransform. Facebook.com/DJTransform. And myspace.com/DJTransform.
Log on.
Now.
Seder.
This is Creator.
This is your brother, Brother Ruff, the Gospel Gorilla.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy E-Tiz, all the way from over in the UK, and I'm listening to New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and reggaeton, Hollafest Radio.
This the holy hardcore.
Hey, yo, it's your boy Sean Slaughter, and you listening to Hollafest Radio, you know what I mean? With Preach That Fire and Sister Shorty Blade, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted.
Hollafest Radio.
It's time
for hot.
Yo, that was hot.
Make it hot.
Testing, 1, 2, we ready?
Yeah. Or not.
I don't mean to be rude, but that was absolutely horrible.
Where you choose the artist, or we lose the artist.
Love it, hate it, rate it.
This is the new Hollafest Hot or Not.
Listen, you're listening to New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. We have reached the Hot or Not segment of the show. We just finished coming back from 30 minutes of nonstop mega mix with my boy, DJ Transform. This is your boy, man, Pastor Alexander Pagani, a.k.a. Preach That Fire. I'm here with my lovely wife,
Sister Shorty Blade.
And this is the part of the show where we get to get feedback from you guys, whether a hot, whether a track is hot or whether it's not. And it's done very simple. You get to call in. You get to call us after the track is played, and you get to share your honest thoughts on whether the track is good, whether it needs some work, whether we keep it
or scrap it,
or whether we make a donation to the New York City Department of
Sanitation.
Definitely. And tonight's artist, we're going to be wondering if he is hot or not, is the artist under the Slingshot Movement family. The artist is called J Flu. And very simple. You know the rules here at Hollafest Radio. Just because you are part of a hot clique doesn't mean you necessarily make hot music. Hot artists make whack music too. So the artist is called J Flu. He's from the Slingshot Movement family, which is the Street Pastor, Cambino, and all of them. So I assume that it's hot, but you never know. The track is called
Keep Talking.
The track is called Keep Talking. So it's J Flu featuring the Street Pastor. How did that? You let us know. Here we go.
What up?
cheeks and grab my high tops. Equipped to fly faith, then let the pride drop. Living in the air up there like it's my spot. I love Waffle House, watch I hop. Flew the Skywalker, walking on the sky top. See, there's a ton of you, not making fun of you. Only one eye, no cyclops. My sign language, why? It's banner in the air. I kept my gnarly on pro, ain't hardly fair. My swag going dope, like it fell there. They used to call me square, now watch them all out there. Like, you know.
What up? What up?
You know, you know.
What up? What up?
You know, you know.
What up? What up?
You know, you know.
What up? What up?
Yeah. Thank God for a ton of 1 cent, no pennies. Greatness in my jeans, bro, I can't wear skinny. Gotta work the faith, faith knows no hemmies. EPH 615, no tennies. See, life ain't a game, lying is a sin. I love biz ed, but I gotta drop gems. My cross on my back, go rugged like my Timbs. But know that I'm a carry like my first name, Jim. Okay, now know that I'm a carry like my first name, Drew. Stop, sick, yeah. My last name, Flu.
What up? What up?
You know, you know.
What up? What up?
You know,
you know.
AJ Blake.
What up? What up?
Barcode boy.
You know, you know.
My name, y'all.
What up?
What up?
What up?
We the gang. It's all sign language,
yeah.
Black and white, cold shoulder for you penguins. Ice grills, froze hearts, I felt all of that. Now watch God's sun bring the sun and melt all of that. I read the earth like a book, almanac. Every page front to back, my God on all of that. You can take it all, I guarantee I'll get it right back. Boomerang theory, throw it out and watch it fly back. G4s, G5s, yeah, that's where my mind's at. But I preach the gospel opposite of where the sky's at. On the ground level, dead, no shovel. Bring the rock to Barney Rebels and the Pebbles. All right, y'all, the phone lines are now open. Give us a call right now. The phone lines are now open. Give us a call. The number to call is 347-535-0894. 347-535-0894. Is J Flu hot? Right, you are live on the air. Who am I speaking with right now?
This is J Court.
Okay, what's going on, bro?
All right, chilling here on the chat room.
All right, where are you calling from?
From the Bronx.
From the BX, man. What part of the Bronx, man?
From Parchester.
Parchester, man. So, what was your thoughts, bro, on the track Keep Talking by J Flu? Hot or not?
I think it was hot. It had a nice beat, the bass was popping, it was nice.
All right. Listen, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for calling. All right, all right. Listen, you live on Holofest, man. What's your thoughts about J Flu's track, Keep Talking, featuring the Street Pastor? Hot or not?
I gotta say, it's kind of whack, bro. I mean, the lyrics, I wasn't feeling it. But the bass, the beat was all right. I'm over here in Southern Cali, so we got, you know, they got a little, the taste is a little different over here.
Okay. All right. What part of California are you calling from?
Southern California. Colton.
All right. All right. Wherever that is, I never even heard of that. Is that close to any, you know, popular city? Like, I don't know, Fresno or, you know, San Diego? Or what is it close to?
San Bernardino.
All right, I know that. That's a tourist spot. That's a nice tourist spot that people go to. So you're not feeling the track. Okay, why? Why? You said because of the lyrics or maybe because the West Coast, you guys have a different sound. Why you don't like the track?
Probably because I'm used to different sounds. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. Listen to the lyrics, and I'll pass.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you. You're going to be the last caller because we got to go into this interview. Let me ask you, what is the sound of the West Coast? Because I know that there's a big difference between East Coast and West Coast. I mean, I have my suspicions, but coming from the West Coast, what is it that you guys, what sound,
do you consider West Coast?
That's kind of hard because, before I came to Christ, you know, it was like, you got all these other, Snoop Dogg and all that, those type of beats. But, the only thing that comes close to it is probably like, Triple E or, I know that's South, but I don't know, man.
All right.
I'm just waiting for a breakthrough, someone to come out.
All right. Well, I think you guys are into the West Coast. You guys are more into a laid-back, melodic type of sound where it's very melodic and calm for some reason, smooth, like no rush, just spit, you know what I'm saying? And no, it doesn't have to be so hard. For some reason, I noticed that the West Coast sound, it has a lot of melodic instruments in it, and it's very smooth and laid back, and that's all good, man. Shout out to the West Coast. Thank you for calling, bro. I gotta take this call, bro.
All right,
definitely.
You already know what time it is.
What is it?
This is a Holofest exclusive interview.
Yo, hold on.
This is not exclusive right here. Right?
You heard? Exclusive.
Where you ask the real questions, we get the real answers from the artists themselves.
Oh, that's what's up.
The new Holofest Radio, where we're not scared to ask the real questions.
I'm not afraid.
All right, those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to the sounds of New York City's official number one radio station for holy hip hop and gospel reggaeton. Rael Brizzy is on the phone, man. What up, man?
Dude, I'm chilling.
Listen, man, I've been following your ministry for a good, I don't know, maybe 4 years. First heard of you through Rap Fest, no lie. You know, they were, playing you first. I didn't know too much who you were, but when Rap Fest started kind of like introducing Braille to the New York scene, I picked up on you, and the first thing I got was lyricism that I hadn't heard in a while. Understand, I'm from New York, so lyricism, East Coast, Northeast especially, like from Philly all the way up to New York, heavy emphasis on lyricism, and I hadn't heard it for a while, and then there was this voice that I was like, yo, who that? And then they were like, dude from the West Coast. And it was Braille. And first of all, I got a little bit taken by the name. I was like, Braille? Like, Braille? Like, for blind? This whole number thing? And then when I heard it, I said, makes sense. Talk to me, man. How did you come up with the name Braille to begin with? Talk to us.
Well, it's real interesting, man, because I started rapping... I got saved around age 15 or something like that, so 14 years ago. But I started rapping before I got saved. So my very first rap name was Quake. I used to watch a lot of WWF wrestling, that probably inspired the name more than any hip hop take, And after I got saved, I started getting into the dictionary era of independent hip hop in the mid 90s.
Uh-huh.
So all these dudes were college dudes putting out tapes. I was still in high school, but I started getting into bigger words and stuff like that. But I flipped all these different names, and eventually by age 16, I was just Braille. And I always just kind of understood it as helping people understand the things they can't see, communicating things that are either emotional, personal. So it happened to me, but you weren't there, so I'm going to help you understand it through the song I write.
Mm.
And the things that are spiritual, you can't see it, but it's real. And so it was just helping people understand the things they can't see, communicating the unseen rather than the obvious. And that's kind of where it started, and it ends up been growing. It's also just been because you're understanding through the text, you're understanding through the writing, not necessarily just the not necessarily just through the rhyme delivery, but it's really the writing. And there's always been a high emphasis for me on actually what I'm saying, not just how I'm saying it, but also what I'm saying. And so lyrics were always kind of, when you were talking about lyricism, that's originally what drew me to hip hop. So even though I grew up on the West Coast, I was kind of more of an East Coast listener, but then I moved to New Jersey during high school. So I went to high school in South Jersey near Philadelphia. Nonetheless, I've kind of also just grown in the understanding of seeing God through Jesus, you know, and then seeing Jesus through God's Word. And so it's kind of this God's Word helps me to understand Him, and it's that same idea through my songs of helping people to understand God through declaring things that are expressed about God through His Word, helping people understand things about me and kind of my life story and things like that. If you weren't there to experience it, through the text to help you to get an idea of what it looked like. And so that kind of challenges me in the right to, like, not only can I, how does this sound, but if you picture it in your mind, how does this look? And if I can create a vision of an emotion or a feeling, then that's kind of the goal in writing. And that's kind of in depth where the Braille name kind of has taken on many meanings through the years. I really, sometimes I genuinely feel like God kind of renamed me through my music name. And that's consistent with His character in the Bible. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what He did. But I give Him credit nonetheless for kind of giving me the right name while I was yet a teenager, because I could not have seen everything the name would come to mean, nor could I see the type of doors that the name would open, you know, because I've had opportunities just through the name. I got contacted by the National Federation for the Blind. They saw my usage of the word, and I actually got to perform at their National Youth Talent Show
with
over 200 like legally blind youth, you know? And so just a crazy scenario that came out of this name that I picked at age 16, you know, and so 13 years later, it's continuing to take on new meaning for me. But that's the roots of it right there.
That's crazy, man. Did you think by just embracing the name Braille that opportunities like this to be able to minister, you know, to 250 blind individuals, to help them to communicate the gospel to them?
At the time, in 2009, it was the largest recorded gathering of young blind people meeting in one location at the same time. It was their National Youth Convention in D.C. So you had blind students coming from all over the state. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm in a room, and the majority of the people, even the people who are organizing the event, are all legally blind. And so it was just, it was crazy to have had this name for so long, and I don't even know if I ever had any interaction on a personal level. I just never had crossed paths with a blind person, and all of a sudden I'm in a room where everyone is pretty much blind except for me and three or four other individuals. It was a very unique situation, and they like gave me an official like silver dollar Louis Braille coin that they, you know, commemorated. So it was just a wild experience, man. Yeah, never in a million years would I have even made the connection or thought about it. It didn't even cross my mind. When they called me, they were like, listen, we are setting up our youth conference, and people always ask us if we've ever heard of you, because when people Google Braille, they always run into you. So parents who Google Braille for their kids, people are always running into this rapper named Braille when they're trying to find resources for the, you know, the literal Braille. But they were intrigued that I saw the word as powerful, because a lot of people tend to see the word as very limiting.
Yes.
But for them, it represents language. This is their written dialect that can only, the illiteracy rate among blind people is like only like 10% or something can read. It's crazy. And so, because there's not many teachers in most school systems that are qualified to teach a blind student how to read in Braille. And so they've been trying to boost the illiteracy rate up. And so I was a part of that kind of initiative, and it was just crazy.
Do a lot of the, you know, the Holy Hip Hop community, do they know this? Or is this something that, this is the first time I've ever heard this, of you being part of such a...
I don't tell the story all the time. It's just a random... I've been telling it again, because it's one of those things, man, where, like, that happened in 2009.
Yeah.
And honestly, there was so much going on that year.
Yes.
That, like, by the time it was all done, I think I did, like, one little, like, statement about it. Then from there, it's just like there was so much going on. So they've actually contacted me recently to help them gain awareness, and I just haven't had the time to focus on it again. But I began to start talking about it again because it was something that I was kind of amped up about, but I didn't. Then I just had a stage in life where I wasn't as focused on anything really externally. And so, so it kind of got swept under the rug. And I'm like, man, that is a pretty cool experience. You know? So I'm kind of reliving it again and remembering it and seeing if maybe God has some other stuff for me to do, because they're trying to raise money to do another youth conference. It's very expensive for them to throw a national youth conference and to facilitate it, and so they're trying to raise awareness to do that. But if they are able to, they have already invited me to be a part of the next one, so they wanted me to assist them in that and maybe do a song or something, and I just I haven't had the time to give it the amount of attention that it probably deserves, but you know, I'm kind of slowly getting organized so that I can be on my grind again. But I've mainly been focused on parenting, and so I do what I can when I can, you know. But other than that, I've just been on the daddy grind first and foremost.
Yes, yes. You know, the reason why I was emphasizing on you sharing this was because, all right, the music is great, but I really do want to see what are these artists really doing outside Christian hip hop with their talents. I don't mind the
for
music.
Sure.
So hearing you share this, man, that's, I ain't gonna lie, I'm moved. I almost like got slightly teary eyed a little bit, because I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? This is a gospel rapper that, you know what I'm saying, that is ministering to the blind. I wish people would hear this a lot more so that artists could be a bit more focused in their craft to understand that they can go out a little bit outside, you know, just doing concerts, you know what I'm saying? They could really be effective. You know, where God can plant them.
What you have to be careful with,
yeah,
I think, too, with our scene, the thing that I feel like it becomes real sensitive, where I never want the National Federation for the Blind to feel like I'm exploiting them.
That's where
it becomes difficult, because what happens sometimes is our scene, they hear, oh, Braille did this, and all of a sudden all this stuff is going on the web, and you have a bunch of people talking all this stuff, and I get concerned.
Yes.
The organization will see it, and there'll be comments made that don't necessarily represent my heart or my attitude, and they could misinterpret, you know, what's going on. And so it becomes a matter of, like, I don't want to exploit these people.
And
basically make them think that I'm just doing it to make myself look good or make my ministry look good. I'm really doing it because I genuinely have a heart for them, you know. So that's also the line I think I walk, and a lot of artists walk in ministry, is that sometimes if you're doing something in the streets, or you're doing something that is ministry focused, sometimes it's hard to always feel this pressure that I've got to let all my fans know everything I do in ministry, because I don't want the people that I minister to feel like I'm exploiting them, you know. And that's a thin line we walk sometimes.
How do you balance that? Because, you know, I think that there are artists that do need to see that, so that way they can understand this is real ministry. I know it's music, but it's also real ministry. You know, I understand completely what you're talking about, because I'm a pastor of a church. I'm a senior pastor of a church. I've been a senior pastor for 8 years. I do Holy Hip Hop, but I'm very sensitive in promoting my church a lot. You and I both know what goes on in Holy Hip Hop. They don't necessarily know what's going on, so they might feel, man, everybody loves my pastor like the way we do. And then they come into the scene, and then they see what you and I see, that we're always talking about lack of unity and all this other stuff. Sometimes I kind of keep my church away from it, and then I include them sometimes. Then I have other artists that say, yo, preach, you should try to remind dudes that at the end of the day, aside from being this outspoken radio show host, you are a bona fide pastor. You could get down when it comes to theological topics and debates and hold your own and have a, you know, good topic that's not even music-based, completely ministry-focused. And I go, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? How do you do it?
Here's the thing. Well, here's the thing. First of all, when it relates to artists, I'm a firm believer in local discipleship. And so what I mean by that is that beyond the music, I'm a firm believer in guys who are in ministry being discipled in their local church.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, there is some level of a responsibility for artists like me to show the younger artists, yeah, I do the music, but listen, this is really about the ministry and da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, if they are getting discipled in their church, they could be guided and directed in that, again, without me constantly having to make sure that they understand, every person who ever hears my music knows about every single ministry endeavor I do. Like, Braille feeds the homeless. Braille does, like, I'm Clark Kent or something. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not so much about all the things I do. It's more about a changed heart and why you do it. And so that's like, it's a discipleship process. And so I get there where I'm like, man, I want to take on a few artists on a one-on-one and build with them and get to the heart behind it without necessarily always focusing on all of the particular results. Because you could just look at what somebody does and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to just do what so-and-so did. He did a homeless feeding. He did this. He did that. You know, but it's really the heart behind it, because people do those for all different kinds of reasons. And so that's why I'm putting more than ever before in my life a strong emphasis on being discipled and having your ministry covered by your local church or body, not operating independent of that. You know, so the current church that I attend, my pastor and the entire congregation is very aware of when I travel. They openly pray for me from the pulpit. They know when I'm traveling. They know when I'm gone. They know where I'm going. They know what's going on. And so I'm able to work with them on that kind of level where I have a covering and I have people that are encouraging me. They're asking me, how was the trip? How was da 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 da? And I'm getting poured into as I go out and minister. And I really, really encourage young artists out there not to look for your church, not to just look at them as a resource where you're just trying to, you know, again, then you end up trying to exploit your own church, but more like make your pastor aware of what you do and look to him to guide you in ministry, because he's been in ministry longer than you have and you can learn some stuff from him. And so I'm constantly learning, even though what I do is different than what my pastor does.
Uh-huh.
I'm still able to learn a lot from him, because he's been ultimately ministering the word of God longer than I have. And so he's learned a lot of lessons in that. But yeah, man, so it's something where, like, your case, man, it's not a matter of I think like it's completely okay to let people know you're a pastor when it's for the purpose of showing your heart.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, making sure cats know, we don't always need to do that. We don't always need to defend ourselves. You know, it's kind of like, I'm all about, let's reveal the ministry that's taking place when it comes to showing the heart of what we're doing. But we don't necessarily need to, like, use everything that the Lord has used us to accomplish to basically say, yo, well, I do this and I do this.
Yeah.
Listen to what it's not a matter of just listing off our accomplishments, but it's more giving God proper glory for what he's doing through us and how he's using those things to train us and to shape us, and really that we would be humble and blessed to partake in the expansion of God's kingdom anyway, because who are we that we would even have that opportunity? You know, so it's all about the heart of it. You can tell people you're a pastor all day. If the heart is right, it's great to let people know what you got going on, you know, and let them know. But at the same time, I understand, too, the separation between this congregation that you are trying to shepherd and not letting your radio host thing become a distraction for them. That makes sense to me as well, because you're trying to shepherd them, and if they get all caught up in the radio host side of it and they stop viewing you as their pastor and their shepherd, and they start looking at the radio host side and looking at gossip that pertains to being a radio host and stuff, it could skew their vision of the overall thing, of the role that you're trying to play in their lives. And I understand that too.
Exactly.
So that makes sense.
Let me ask you a question. I think it's been maybe 7 months ago, you kind of released a video, and I'm not sure if you're at liberty to want to share a little bit about it, but the video, I think it was on thesouth.com, if I'm not mistaken, was kind of
shit. It was on a few different websites. I put it on YouTube,
yeah.
And then I just let people do with it what they wanted to do.
Okay,
if somebody felt they wanted to inform other people, they could, but I didn't necessarily do a promotional campaign on it. But it's basically, for those who want to know, here's my statement. I put it to Facebook, to Twitter, and a newsletter, anybody who wanted to cover it. But I didn't, like, solicit a bunch of interviews and things like that, because basically whatever I said in the statement, that was the extent of what I was wanting to say at that moment in time. And I did not want to, like, create a spotlight on myself based on it.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to be honest, so that I wasn't, because it gets real difficult when you're going through things like that and you're continuing to be booked for shows.
Exactly.
And people have an assumption of what's going on in your life, and that assumption is incorrect. So as an artist, it's really difficult because you have a lot of people who are not in your personal circle of friends, yet they are very aware of your life through your music. So when you have a dramatic life change, you have to have some way of informing those who stay in tune with what you do, so they can be accurately, they can have an accurate understanding of what's going on. So they're not just assuming one thing that's incorrect, and that becomes very difficult for you as an artist to have to tell the same story over and over to uninformed people, when in one way, in one manner, you can inform a larger mass of people. And so that was ultimately the heart of it, is like, I've always been transparent in my music. I didn't say anything while I was going through the storm.
Yeah.
My heart was just to seek out reconciliation and leave it at that. But when it was no longer in my hands and I was no longer able to really control the situation and see the results that I thought were supposed to happen, by the time it was out of my hands, I realized, okay, I can't just deal with this privately.
Yes.
I have to let it be known publicly so that I can move on.
That really was
me saying, here's what went on. Now I'm going to move on without having to, like carry this on my own. And it's not like I had people in my life that were informed, but ultimately to show up somewhere in public and have people assume something about you that is false, it's very difficult to have to carry that.
So let me ask you then. I kind of had an idea, believe it or not, before you released the video, I kind of had not heard, but maybe a day or two before you released it, I was made aware that you were going to make a public statement about kind of like some stuff that you were going through. And I kind of knew what it was about. They didn't tell me in detail, and it wasn't given to me in a form of gossip. It was given to me based on I had been wanting to book you before to get on the show. But it was around the same time with this video, and they were like, well, hold off before you reach out to him on that, because he's kind of going through this. Let's see what happens after that. And that's kind of the reason why I haven't had you on before. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this then. How do you see, I don't understand. I'm a pastor, I've counseled couples that have gone through this and are presently going through divorce and things like that. You know, let me ask you, how did you cope with that, man? Because right now my wife is in the next room. She co-hosts the show with me. I have a great relationship with my wife. I'm not saying we don't fight. I'm not saying we're not perfect. But, you know, she's there. You know what I'm saying? I cannot fathom in my mind what would I do without her there. Because you don't enter into a marriage thinking that. And here you are, deal with that. How did you go through that? Because I don't know how I would lose my mind if I would have went through something. How did you go through this, bro? How did you cope with all of this?
Well, bro, I mean, if you listen to the Weapon Aid record, see, here's the thing. In the moment, it was the most, it was like a worst nightmare
than
what I could have imagined.
Yes.
I couldn't have even imagined anything in my life ever going worse than how that turned. It caught me so off guard. It was so not what I thought was going on, not what I expected. It threw me for such a loop that I didn't even know what to take away, you know, but I still had a high value for the covenant. I still had a high value for those things. And also as a human, I was habitually I was used to things being the way they were.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything was different. And it was very dramatic. And I don't tell, like, the exact details at this point because it doesn't matter. I'm more focused on the gospel than I am on my own story. And if I was counseling somebody, I'd maybe share with them more what I've been through if it helped them with what they're going through. But beyond that, I just let it be. But it's crazy, and it never stopped being crazy. You know, the story is, like, very cinematic.
Yeah.
And very, like, you could make a blockbuster film with it, you know. But nonetheless, the process for me, I thank God that at the time I had a child that needed me, you know, and I felt that, and in that it helped me to have something to be preoccupied with. And a focus and an immediate, you know, reason for me to just hold it together, you know. And so I really began pouring into my daughter, focusing on her, and really, I believed that God was capable of fixing it. So that was my initial hope.
Yeah.
My initial hope was God is capable of fixing this. And so I was very distraught. I was very feeling emotions that I'd never felt before. Sometimes walking and just feeling like there was a knife, like, just in my flesh, you know, just like, I don't know what to do with this. A lot of, you know, honestly, you go through that, and you're going through that within in front of your circle of friends, in front of your family. It's extremely humiliating, unexpected. It's everything. You're betrayed, you're violated, and then in the process of trying to restore it and see it fixed, you're only making yourself vulnerable to more violation, more humiliation, more betrayal. And so you go through a whole year where basically every time you think things are a certain way, you realize that you were once again being deceived, and you were being betrayed, and you were being taken advantage of, and that was ultimately the pattern of what was going on. So by the time that, I put out that statement, it was like, man, I'm relieved to have an idea of where I'm going, because you have no idea what I've been going through. So it's like, you know what, this is not the result I was expecting or hoping for, but at this point I am relieved, because if this is what it is, at this point I can accept it. At first I wasn't able to accept it. That's why I kept on working to see it change. But then when I realized it's beyond me, I can't change this, I can't fix this, it is out of my hands, and from there I began a new process of, you know what, let's just let Jesus be enough. Let's just let me focus on him, and know if this is something that he has brought me through in order to strengthen me in him, then by all means, you know. And the way it progressed, I understood it. Once I stepped out of it, I finally understood it. I went back to the beginning. You see, sometimes when something goes wrong, you have to go back to the beginning, and you start to go back, and you're like, you know what, with the way that I understand what a Christian is now, the way that I understand what being saved is now, if I go back, probably never would have pursued being in that relationship or moving forward in that relationship. But a lot of it was, I was this goofy guy, you know, I ain't even dated for 7 years at that time in my life. You know, I was just this quiet guy, and I kind of met, if you will, a damsel in distress who came from a quote-unquote American Christian family. So the understanding that I had going into the situation was, well, this is a Christian girl who's just made a few bad choices, you know, and I just, in my limited understanding of those things, see, when people said Christian, I thought they meant what I meant, because I got saved, I got radically saved, there was never an assumption when I was born that I was a Christian. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I never identified myself as a Christian. Then I got saved. So it was not like my national religion. It was not anything like that. It was a conversion experience for me. And so, but I didn't understand a lot of that. And so with that, I just figured people needed to be motivated more. Why aren't you worshiping? All I want to do is worship the Lord. Something's wrong with you, you know? And you realize, man, you know what I mean? You're trying to motivate people that have not really had a conversion experience like that. And anyway, I say that to say that the more I grew in the Lord, the more I understood what happened. Like I said earlier in this very same interview, I used to interpret God through my experiences.
Yes.
Now I interpret my experiences through God's word. As I began to do that, things made a lot more sense. And the peace of God was with me. I was able to, at the end of the day, look at my own errors, understand them, and basically say, you know what? I still didn't put it past God that he could fix it if he wanted to. But if he did not, if that's not what he chose to do in my situation, I was able to understand what happened and therefore trust him. And it led to me going on to having full custody of my child and basically operating as a single parent off and on for like a year and a half, but then eventually full time. And the Lord really used that in the sanctification process of my life, because I basically stopped everything, and the only things that were consistent in my life were parenting. She goes to bed, I ain't trying to write raps. I'm going to wake her up. I'm studying the word. I'm listening to sermons. I'm not focused on making music. I still did music when the Lord opened doors for me to minister, but I was not seeking out opportunities. I received the ones as they came in, focused on parenting, and I was doing something involved with the church 3 days a week. And that sometimes was the only time that I saw another person that I hung out with, because when you're a single father, you don't have a lot of options of people to hang out with.
Uh-huh.
You got single mothers, but you ain't trying to be kicking it with a bunch of single mothers. you got women who are raising children, but their husband is at work. I ain't trying to kick it with my homie's wife while he's at work. I'm just not, you know.
Yeah.
And then you've got homies that don't work, but if you're kicking it with like a 20-year-old without a job, the last thing you want to do is kick it with you and your 3-year-old daughter. You feel me? So my social opportunities were very limited outside of the context of church, because at church there was somebody who could watch my daughter in the nursery while I worshiped, heard the word, and fellowshiped. And so outside of that, and plus your daughter has a bedtime, so you put her to bed at 8 o'clock. There's no one else at the house. That means I'm stuck at the house from 8 o'clock on, and so I can't really just go kick it with anybody in the evening time when most people are getting off work, and so on and so forth. So it really brought me back to this place where outside of the church, I was very isolated, and I did not, my only social interaction was with the body of Christ, and most of my personal time was spent pouring into my daughter, and I found it became very necessary, after what I went through, just for me to get a good night's sleep. It became very necessary that my meditations were on the word of God and not on what I had just been through.
Yeah.
You become tormented in your mind with all types of things, and so I had to go to the word for two reasons. A, just to get to sleep sometimes, but B, to get strength to pour into my daughter the next day, because for a man it can become kind of unnatural to be raising a little girl on his own, cooking meals, doing laundry, doing baths, doing ponytails, watching Strawberry Shortcake cartoons and stuff. And so I needed the Lord to really strengthen me, and I needed to be centered on him in order to effectively pour into her, because on my own strength and in my own flesh, I think that it would be extremely challenging. And so that's kind of the scenario I was in. And anyway, a lot of growth took place over about a year, year and a half, where that was my consistent, that was my life. You know, my life was pour into my daughter, receive from the Lord, and look forward to scheduled times of fellowship, you know, and that was kind of the process, you know, and a lot of growth took place in there. And as I continue to grow in the Lord, I continue to interpret my experiences by His Word and understand them. And you know, I've got passages of Scripture that I can reference, but nonetheless, I think I've kind of dusted over that whole thing. But yeah, I mean, the only way that I was really able to deal with it, bro, was to focus on Jesus and not focus on myself. And so having to raise my daughter and really help me to do that. It helped me to not focus so much on myself and to focus more on Jesus. And I think for anyone who's born on something, going through something, that is a key thing, because it is in Him where we will find our strength, find our hope, find our encouragement, find our joy, find our rest, and also find that, you know what, He took on way worse than whatever we're taking on for our sake. And so the gospel really just took on a deeper meaning, and it was really, that's what got me through something that on my own was beyond what I think I would have ever been capable of going through.
Awesome.
To the
awesome.
Point where I'm thankful for it. To tell you the complete honest truth, at this point, it's not even a sad story to tell. I'm thankful for what the Lord has brought me through, because I've been in situations, man. I was in Australia, and I'm talking with this guy who he was literally on his deathbed from cancer, you know, and he would get counseled by people, and they would be like, oh, well, the reason you got it is because of things you did in your past, or the reason you got it is because you don't have enough faith, and if you had more faith, God would heal you. And I sat and talked with him, and I was able to relate with him, even though my situation was different. I was able to relate with him in a unique way and share passages of scripture that other people had not pointed him to. And he was extremely encouraged in that moment. I was like, I'm thankful that the Lord has brought me through what He has brought me through, so that someone who is going through something that is so beyond them could be encouraged through fellowship with me. And so I'm at a stage in my life where it's like, it's no big deal, bro. I'm like thankful for what I've been. God has used it to strengthen me in my walk with Him, and He's also used it to strengthen me in ministry and to relate with people that are very often have very few people who can relate with them, can relate with the level of emotional pain or the level of confusion that they're dealing with. And a lot of people give them very shallow counsel.
Yes, yes.
You know, that basically says, oh, well, the reason this isn't working is because of you. And if you were just a better person, then your life would magically be awesome and God would grant all your magic genie wishes. Mm. And when you're in that situation, bro, you've tried everything that you know how to do.
Could imagine.
When people are telling you the only reason it's not working is because you're not trying hard enough, that's super discouraging.
Wow.
Super discouraging. You need somebody who points you to Jesus. Don't point me to myself. Don't tell me that I've got to fix this. Point me to Jesus. Point me to Jesus. Let Him come in and walk me through this. If there's something I need to do, Jesus will show me what I need to do. If there's something I can't do, Jesus will show me I can't do it. And He'll give me the peace to understand that, you know, and so the people who helped me out the most were the people who pointed me to Jesus, not the people who told me how messed up it was, not the people who told me, you know, that I didn't deserve it, or the people that told me I need to do this or I need to do that. People who pointed me to Jesus were the people that I continue to seek out their counsel.
Wow, this has been an interesting, intriguing conversation. Because I only knew from the video and from what I've heard others share, but to get to hear it from you and share your heart, man, I know that there's somebody out there that's encouraged, very, very encouraged by this. Awesome. This is what I want you to do, man. We're going to conclude this interview and just share with the folks where could they get your music, where could they reach you, and then I want you to introduce the track Resurrect Me. Listen, man, it's been a pleasure chopping it up with you, man. I've had a great time tonight, man. Thank you for sharing your heart. So the floor is...
Thank you for having me on, man.
Definitely. The floor is yours. Share where they can contact you and then introduce the track Resurrect Me, bro.
All right. Well, my latest record is called Weaponade. It came out on Humble Beast, and so you can find more information at humblebeast.com. It's also on iTunes and all that good stuff. You can find me on Twitter at Braille Hip Hop. You can find me Facebook.com/BrailleHipHop. Pretty much if you type the word Braille and Hip Hop together, you will run into a picture of me from over the last 5 or 6 years. If I got long hair, it's an old picture. So if you see me and I got short hair, don't be surprised. I warned you, those are old pictures, but you're going to find them anyway. But that's where you find me at, humblebeast.com, Twitter, Facebook/BrailleHipHop. This next song we're about to play is called Resurrect Me. It's you could basically consider it a psalm of lament, crying out to God in a time of affliction, in a time of confusion, but trusting in his character that new life, it will be found in him, and crying out knowing that he is capable of restoring me based on his will and his purpose through what he is bringing me through. And so this is a song that was kind of just crying out to God in the middle of the storm, and I can with great joy and with great praise say that God did not turn a deaf ear to me, but that he came to me. He visited me and has worked mightily in my life, concluding the various chapters that have happened since I wrote this song. But this song, for those of you who are in the storm or who have ever been in one and you've ever felt like you just needed to cry out to God, but also to be honest about those feelings, this song is really communicating the weight and depth of the emotional feeling that I was going through at the time when I did write this song, and then just basically crying out to God and asking him to bring me back to life. And it's not a literal, but very much so when you feel like you are dying, and for him to resuscitate you when you feel like you're dead, for him to revive you, to restore you. And that's really what the song is about.
Okay, now that's over, back to the music faster.
We're gonna go into it right now. Let's do it.
Let's get back to the music.
Let's
go. Yeah.
Pump in the fattest jams. This is Hollowfest Radio.
Bring me back to life, 'cause I think I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life, 'cause I think I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Never imagined myself walking in these shoes. The road I was on was littered with many clues. I didn't recognize the signs, I couldn't read them. It was a foreign language, so if you were speaking, I heard the sound, but couldn't interpret the signal, 'cause my ears were not trained to understand the pitfalls that many talked of. I thought I understood, but I was undermining my understanding. Crash landing, barely standing. Chaos overrules and overthrows careful planning. So much demanding, all of me, every day. All I see is someone or something that needs me. But I got needs too. It's funny, 'cause I don't even know what they are. But when I find them, I'll probably keep searching for more, instead of being thankful for what's provided. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? 'Cause I think I'm dead, and if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. So resurrect me. Passion that burned is gone. The laughing just hasn't happened. It's all been never looked at me and thought I was strong. Sorry to say you were wrong. What went wrong? I don't know. I try to trace back every step I took. I look for your smile, but it's somber. I look in the mirror and I'm conquered. Do you concur that this is obscure? That a perfectly painted picture is now just a blur. My insides get stirred. I was so innocent. Never knew how bad this life could hurt. And that's why I lived like a bird. But now I just live like a burden. I was driven by faith and purpose. Now I hitchhike cause I'm afraid to make a wrong turn. So resurrect me. Oh, won't you resurrect me? Cause I think I'm dead. And if not, I'm dying. Bring me back to life. So resurrect me.
Official number one radio station for holy hip-hop and gospel reggaeton. Listen up, y'all, man. We have concluded tonight's broadcast, man. 4 hours of non-stop holy hip-hop reggaeton with yours truly, Preach That Fire, my lovely wife, Sister Shorty Blaze, man. Listen up. We'll be back next Monday. Yeah, man. Next Monday, exclusive interview with my man Jason. Yeah, man. City Lights. You know the deal, man. So it's going to be real crazy here. Love you guys. See you next Monday, man. Remember, the next 3 upcoming Mondays, we got Jason coming up, Fidel. Then we got Crane in A1, and then we shut down for the rest of the year. You won't be hearing enough from us until January. Listen, man, until Monday, we hope you and yours, man, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be thankful in all things, man. You heard it from my man Braille. He said he was thankful for all that he went through. Hollerfest Radio's thankful, man, for all that we've gone through. We also thankful for all of the faithful listeners and supporters of this great radio station, Hollerfest Radio, man. You love us in spite of us, and you promote us in spite of who we are. Man, you tuned in. Shout out to you in the chat room that's rolled it out with us, man, the whole night, man. Love you guys. Let's close up with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we honor you, we praise you. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Father. We ask, Lord, that you would take control of tonight's broadcast, Lord. Let it be glorifying your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Let the podcast be a blessing to all of our faithful listeners, Lord, that tune in and support this ministry, Father. If we've done anything tonight that is not pleasing in your sight, we ask you to forgive us, wash us in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Until next Monday when we congregate again here, Lord, and just do what you've called us to do, Lord, to be a blessing to the holy hip-hop community, Lord, and add a little bit of Holy Ghost Pentecostalism to it, Lord, and just have a great time in you, Lord. Father, as we close, let all of our listeners under the sound of my voice have a wonderful Thanksgiving fellowship in their churches. And on Thanksgiving Day, may they have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner with their families, Lord. Your word, Lord, says, be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God concerning us. Lord, I'm thankful for all that you've given me, for my health, for my family, for my work, for my wonderful church. Lord, for the fans and faithful supporters of Hollerfest Radio, and I also thank you for all of my enemies, Lord. Bless them in a special way. And more than all of that, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. We ask you all of these things in the name of Jesus. And the church say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. See you guys next Monday.
Monday.
Time to go. Let's go.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye now.
I just came to say goodbye.
Hang on, guys. Shed no tear. In just a second, we're out of here.
Yo, see ya.
See ya.
See ya.
Radio is sponsored by Ease Resin Tabernacle, New York City. For more information on Holofest Radio, log on.